Welcome to the Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8 reads like this: which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. Now we're picking up verse 8 kind of in the middle of things. Verse 7, for a reminder, says this: in him, that being Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. So the thing that he's lavishing on us is his grace, that being God giving freely and generously and abundantly his grace to us. Now, if you're listening to this and you're not familiar with the language of grace, or even if you are, it might be useful to have a refresher. Grace is God's unmerited favor through Christ that he gives to us. Grace is, even more simply, getting something we don't deserve, namely, in this case at least, the blessings of Christ, his righteousness given to us, his sinlessness, at least kind of judicially or accountingly given to us. See, in Christ's grace, we get Jesus' righteousness, and we also have our sinfulness taken away. So, in short, that's what Paul, the Bible, at least in this moment, Ephesians 1:8, means by grace. What I want to take a moment to just sit on is the word that Paul uses to describe the way in which God gives us his grace. Notice that Paul doesn't say God gives us a little bit of grace here and there as we need it, almost as if he's doling out food to small gerbils. Rather, Paul says that God lavished his grace upon us. See, the God of the Bible, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not a stingy God. He's a God who delights to give good, great things to his people that will draw them closer to himself. This can be a challenge to really grasp because generosity in 21st century Western culture is a quality that is just frankly not as frequently on display as perhaps it once was, but certainly as on display as God puts it in his word. So I really want us to get, as we move forward today, that God is not stingy with his grace. He's not asking you to do one good thing and then he'll bestow upon you one unit of grace. That would not be grace. That would be earning a wage. God is not going to withhold something that is good for you in an ultimate sense. And by good for you, we, frankly, the Bible means something that draws you closer to God, not necessarily a material good. So as you walk through the day today, I wonder if you will just notice the areas in your life where you are stingy even with yourself, where you are hard on yourself, where you struggle to give yourself grace, and know that the God of the universe, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of the Bible are not stingy with their grace. God is not stingy with his grace. God lavishes his grace upon you, and there's nothing you can do to earn it. Consequently, there's nothing you can do to lose it if you're united to Christ by faith. Be encouraged today, saints, that God is not a penny pincher when it comes to his grace. This has been the Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.